Good morning and welcome to another edition of Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Pleased to be coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio located on the lower level of our building in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pierce Street. As we like to say at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, we are Economic Development 101, Community Enhancement 101, the foundation for your education and your business. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a chamber member, we hope that you might call us sometime. Our number is 712-255-7903. Before we go any further, I want to thank our producer, Mr. Justin Barker. Justin of Powell Broadcasting is on the other side of the glass up in the Indian Hills neighborhood this morning. And we collectively thank our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, pleased to be joined by a first-time guest today. Our guest is the new chair of the Board of Directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, a position that was effective on October 1st, just a couple of short weeks ago. Mr. Casey Mills of Mills Shellhammer Pitts, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chris. Glad to be with you today.
Well, and we're delighted to have you in studio. Thanks for carving out part of your Saturday to join us. And over the course of the next half an hour, we're going to get to know you a little bit better and also talk about your vision for the chamber under your leadership. You're just a couple of weeks into your new role as the chairman of the board of directors. And as we do each Saturday morning, before we get to your role with the chamber, we'd like to introduce you to the Powell Broadcasting listening audience. You're a local guy. Tell us where you grew up.
You bet. I was born and raised in Sioux City, Iowa. Went to Clark Elementary School, Hoover Middle School, was a proud North High graduate. Really enjoyed living and growing up in Sioux City. My father was a small business owner, still is a small business owner, and I am glad to have come back and joined that business roughly 10 years ago.
So you grew up going to Clark. What was the mascot for Clark when you were there?
We were the Clark Cougars.
The Clark Cougars, and then North High, were you the Stars? Were you the Junior Stars?
We were the North High Stars. I think we were the Hoover Hornets.
Okay.
But obviously Clark and Hoover are different shapes than they were when I was a kid. It dates me a little bit, but yeah, was a public school kid and very proud of it.
So North High School, tell us a little bit about your time at North High School. Were you a student? Were you a student athlete? Were you involved in sports, drama, music, all the above?
Yeah, I'd like to think I was a student athlete, probably more student than athlete, but I did play hockey. I was a Metro. We won the state championship when I was a freshman. Still involved in the Youth Hockey Association here, as are my kids. I played golf growing up and was on the tennis team, but also took my studies very seriously at North. It was always part of the deal with my parents that school was first, and still part of the deal with our kids today.
You know, let's talk about the Siouxland Youth Hockey Association for a minute. Not only are you a coach, you're part of the executive board of directors and leadership. Such an important part of our organization. Recently celebrated 50 years. I guess we're closer to 60 years now than 50.
Yes, and our Pancake Day, which might be the longest running charity event in Sioux City, is upcoming. Hockey was such a big part of my life growing up. Now everything is a travel sport. But when you and I were kids, Chris, hockey was uniquely a travel sport. So you spend far more time with your teammates than you would in other sports. You're staying at every crummy hotel between here and Minneapolis. You get to know the parents of your peers better. So hockey was a big part of my life growing up. Taught me a lot about leadership. Taught me a lot about how to socialize and get along with others. I think hockey is the ultimate team sport. So it taught me how to be a teammate. And I'm really blessed to have had so much exposure to hockey. And I want that same experience to be able to be available for the youth of Sioux City.
Yeah, just a terrific sport. I was pleased to be exposed to it as a very, very young person. My father was involved with launching Siouxland Youth Hockey back in the day in the early 1970s when the Musketeers came online. And, you know, going back in history, Rich Blanche, the first coach of the Sioux City Musketeers, his son is now a deputy attorney general for the United States of America, Todd Blanche. It's kind of fun to see some of those Sioux City connections. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest this morning is Mr. Casey Mills, a principal with Mills Shellhammer Pitts Insurance and the new chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Casey, you were a good student at North High School, and You're too humble to say it, so I'm going to share it with the audience. But you were one of a number of valedictorians graduating from North High School. I'm sure your parents are very proud because your older brother was a valedictorian of his class at North High School as well. Mom and Dad clearly emphasized education, and over the years I had those conversations with your father as I was raising my own family. But that success in the classroom opened a lot of doors for you. What came next?
Yeah, and I'd actually attribute my drive to school not only to my folks, but because my older brother was a valedictorian, you can't let your older sibling show you up. So not to say there was any pressure applied to me. It was more internal than anything else. But yeah, I always, you know, academic achievement was always important to us at the kitchen table, enforced by our parents. So after I graduated from North, I went to the University of Nebraska, come from a long lineage of Huskers. And after I graduated from the University of Nebraska, I decided to go into my passion, which was politics. So I went out and worked for Chuck Grassley in the summer of 2006, was blessed to have a lot of exposure with the senator, eventually moved and became his deputy press secretary, which meant I got to travel with him. I've done the 99 county tour more often than I can count. But really enjoyed my time. You know, the thing in DC is it's actually a community run by very young people, as we've seen on our chamber trips. You know, the average age of a chief of staff when I was there was under the age of 30. So you get a lot of exposure to leadership opportunities at a young age. But I knew politics wasn't a lifetime career for me. Early on, I decided that I wanted to come back and perpetuate our family business. I didn't want to do that right out of college. I wanted to go out and sort of hang my own shingle and prove that I could do it on my own. So after my stint with Senator Grassley, I came back and worked for the Republican Party of Iowa during the 2012 caucus cycle, but knew that I would eventually go and start a career trajectory that would lead me back here to Sioux City.
Let's back up and talk about your time at the University of Nebraska. You said that you had a long family lineage, so that makes the decision to go to Lincoln very understandable. What did you study at Nebraska, and why did you choose that particular major?
Yeah, I was a political science major and a business minor. Political science, I wouldn't say my family was overly political when I was a kid, but I always read the newspaper at a very young age, probably prematurely read the newspaper. I was always interested in what was going on in the news. And I still, we'll probably get into this conversation later, but I still feel that government is the biggest lever for change. That's not a testament to more government, but it is a government run well. And so I was passionate about making a change. And I think through public service, you can make the biggest level of change. So I went into political science. But again, you know, I'd always had a lot of pride in our family business and chose to minor in business as well.
Well, it's obviously a great foundation for what you're involved with today. But that wasn't the culmination of your education. There was more. Tell us what came next.
Yeah. So when I thought about pivoting and coming back to get in the family business, I decided to apply to business school. And at that point in time, I applied and was accepted to the Kellogg School of Business at Northwestern University in Evanston. It was a great experience for me, provided a lot of texture to not only what I was exposed to from a friend group, but, you know, it's high-level professors. You get to meet CEOs on a regular basis of Fortune 500 companies that would come in, and very pleased with the opportunity to attend Kellogg and learned a lot in my time there.
And it's such an outstanding institution. I don't think I would be remiss if I didn't underscore how prestigious the Kellogg School is at Northwestern University in Evanston. So congratulations to you. Was that a 1 or 2 year MBA program?
That's a full-time 2 year MBA program. So you go to school, you go to MBA for a year, and then your expectation is that you intern in the summer and then you come back for a second year.
Casey, we're thrilled to have you back in Sioux City working in your family business, but also serving on the board of directors for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and now chairing the organization for the next 12 months. In the 90 seconds that we have left in the first half of the program, please tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, absolutely. After I was accepted to Kellogg, actually, my wife, Emily, and I got engaged and married shortly thereafter. We've been married for 13 years. We've had a lot of world experiences together. She's been with me through DC, Des Moines, Evanston, Chicago, and now here. So I'm lucky to have Emily in my life. I have two wonderful boys, Reese, who's the age of 12, and Teddy, who is 9. Very, very blessed to have them in my life.
And they're involved in sports at this age as well.
Yes, they are. We have two hockey players, baseball players, football players. So we're chauffeur parents.
Yeah, when you talked in the first half of the or a little earlier in the program, you mentioned hockey was the original travel sport. I remember going to Windham, Minnesota. I remember going to Waterloo, Iowa, playing the Blackhawks. And when I was a little kid, we would get blanked by the Blackhawks. It was tough sledding. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 Radio, a member of the Powell Broadcasting family of radio stations. Our guest this morning is the new chair of the Board of Directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Casey Mills. Casey began his tenure just a couple of short weeks ago on October 1st, and in the second half of the program, we'll visit with him about his vision for the organization under his leadership in fiscal 2026. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now, celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. If you were with us for the first half of this morning's program, you know that our guest today is Casey Mills. Casey is a principal with Mills Shellhammer Pitts in downtown Sioux City. Coincidentally, they're right across the parking lot from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce at 101 Pierce Street. Casey has been on the board of directors, ascended to serve on the executive committee, and will succeed and has succeeded Dan Holzrichter of Baird Wealth Management as the chair of the board of directors. And Casey, we spent the first half of the program getting to know you a little bit, and now we want to visit with you first about your business, Mills Shellhammer Pitts, and then talk more about your vision for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce for the next 12 months. Tell us about Mills Shellhammer Pitts and what brought you back to Sioux City.
Yeah, sure. Mills Shellhammer Pitts is a full-service insurance agency selling all different product types, life, health, property and casualty, personal insurance, commercial insurance. Started 30 years ago by my father, who was joined shortly thereafter by two partners, Keith Shellhammer, who has since passed, and Joe Pitts. Like to believe that we are, you know, local but offer big company services. Very proud to be here located in Sioux City, very proud to be locally owned, which many of our counterparts are not, and was part of the reason I came back to perpetuate this business. It takes a lot of courage as an entrepreneur to start a business. My father started it in 1994, and I want it to be around for my kids to take over at some point in time.
Sure. We talked about your family. We mentioned your dad a moment ago. We talked about your wife and your children. Tell us a little bit about your mom and your older brother, Nick.
Yeah, sure. Happy to. So my mom, Lori, and my parents have been married for 45 years. Like I said, had a great childhood in Sioux City, which is what compelled me to come back. In large part, thanks to my parents, and they were always around, never missed a baseball game, never missed a hockey game. My brother Nick is a managing director for McKinsey consultancy. He and his wife and two girls live out in New Jersey. His wife was Jessica Brown, who grew up here, was also a North High grad. So happy to have them come back to Sioux City whenever they can.
And before we get into the business of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, it's been a few weeks, but in late September, you and your family were able to travel, kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah, my father has always spoken about going on a safari and taking all of his grandkids. My youngest niece, Rose, was 7 when she went. You're really supposed to be around 10. But at that point in time, my oldest son would be a teenager, and you know, schedules never really provide like you think they will when the kids are young. So we all went to South Africa, spent a couple weeks safarying, saw everything that you would want to see. The kids behaved themselves. We all came back healthy. There was nothing, no attacks to report of. So thankful to my father, and you know, something that we'd like to do again with our kids someday.
But you told us you saw the Big Five.
We saw the Big Five. We saw the Big Five very early. We saw a cheetah. which is a very rare sighting in South Africa. So it was a trip well done.
And the big five are?
Leopard, lion, rhino, elephant, Cape buffalo.
And something that you would recommend to others?
Absolutely. You know, and when I first heard about the safari, I was worried that it was going to be zoo adjacent, that we're just watching the animals in a bigger cage. It is anything but. These are wild animals, and a thrill to see most of them.
Casey, you've been back in Siouxland for an extended period of time. You've been involved in the leadership of your own family business. There was an opportunity for you to join the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce a number of years ago, but even prior to that, you were engaged leading government relations. What was the attraction for you as a local business executive to engage with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce as an organization?
Yeah, you know, when I decided to come back to Sioux City, I was bullish on Sioux City's future and still remain bullish on Sioux City's future. But I think it takes the business community to help drive a lot of the solutions that will provide expansion and growth in our community. Not only that, I think there's an obligation of businesses. You know, most of us are in the rising tide lifts all boats kind of business. So when there was an opportunity to join and you know, hopefully offer some skills that could help with that, I jumped at the opportunity. And as you mentioned, Chris, that first started out running the Government Relations Committee.
From Government Relations, people were favorably impressed and you were offered an opportunity to join the Board of Directors. Was that an easy decision?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the Government Relations Committee. I think that that's a critical value proposition for the chamber is the Government Relations Committee, but obviously joining the full board and getting a more holistic view of what the chamber does and what it's capable of doing was an easy choice for me.
From the board of directors, you had an opportunity to contribute, to network with other senior executives in the Siouxland Tri-State region. You were invited to serve on the executive committee, which is a much larger time commitment.
It is, and I would encourage, you know, board members or anyone who's out there thinking about joining the Chamber of Commerce, it really is the catalyst, the center of the business community. It's been a great opportunity for me to not only network with other business leaders, but see their leadership styles. I think you can always be learning, but joining the executive committee is a different time commitment. Like any board, for those who serve on boards, you know, a lot gets done at the executive committee. So again, was a pleasure to be on the executive committee, not only from my personal growth, but to really make an impact.
A year ago, as Dan Holzrichter ascended to the role of chair of the board of directors, you were identified as his vice chair, which meant that a year from then you would be stepping into the role as the chair. Effective October 1st, you became the chair of the board of directors. You have tremendous familiarity with the organization, having served in government relations, having served on the board of directors, as well as the executive committee. You now have an opportunity to establish a vision for the next 12 months. What does that vision include? What will the priorities be under your leadership?
Yeah, you know, Dan was back to business. I think if you were to ascribe a slogan for the next 12 months, it's building for the future. So as many of your listeners might know, we have a new tiered dues structure that we will be implementing and have been implementing over the course of the year. But it's also preparing for some internal adjustments in the organization, and it will be the challenge for me and the rest of the executive board and the full board to make sure that we're ready to perpetuate the success the chamber has had thus far.
You know, the chamber recently brought on a new full-time employee, Christy McManamy. Many people know Christy as Christy Vermolm or Christy Vermolm McManamy. Christy, also a member of the board of directors in the past, rose to the level of service on the executive committee and eventually ascended to chair the board of directors. And a couple of years later, the stars align and Christy becomes a full-time director of marketing for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. What has her addition to this organization meant to the board of directors?
Yeah, we're thrilled to have Christy here at the Chamber of Commerce. And like you mentioned, the stars really aligned to have her here. Chrissy has a depth of experience in doing the things that I think we need most. We need to demonstrate our value proposition to members. And as the director of marketing, she can take the message of what we're doing on a day-to-day basis for economic development, for business growth, creating a better business environment. She can take that message and really evangelize it to not only help grow our chamber here, but to make sure everyone in the community is aware of the good work that we're doing.
Additionally, as the organization evolves, Heidi Ranking, our longtime, she was in her 10th year as the Director of Investor Relations. Heidi had an opportunity to join Sterling back in early October. We'll certainly miss Heidi and wish her the very best. And the team at Sterling, led by Brad and Jean Moore. Jean, of course, serves on the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Her husband, Brad, serves on the board of directors of the Siouxland Initiative. They're all in for the Siouxland Tri-State as their company continues to grow. But that also creates opportunities for a shuffling of the deck internally and potentially recruiting new staff externally.
Yeah, that's correct. And I'm glad you thanked Heidi. We are thankful for her more than 10 years of service to the Chamber of Commerce and had done an excellent job in her role, especially as it evolved into this new tiered dues structure, which we'll speak about. But part of building for the future is making sure that we have a foundation of leadership and talent here at the Chamber of Commerce. I don't think it goes without saying that there's potential for leadership change at the top. And for you personally, Chris, I hope that's true. But the role of the Chamber is really to continue to build bench strength and make sure that we're leaving the Chamber in a better spot personnel-wise than when we left it. So Heidi's departure will provide a challenge, but also an opportunity for us to continue that bench strength.
And once again, in the final minute and a half that we have together, what is your vision? What will be your top priority for the organization? And I'm guessing it will be this sea change that we see in personnel.
Yeah, I think that's one half of the component is again, making sure that we have structured ourselves to succeed in the future, whether that's in the top of the org chart and all the way through, making sure that we've got talent at every role. I think the other one really is delivering value to chamber members. Tiered dues, the promise of tiered dues, if you haven't heard it about before, is really segmenting our customer base, our chamber members, and saying, what do you want out of your chamber experience? What a large billion-dollar revenue company wants might be a heck of a lot different from a Main Street retail shop. So it's about providing networking opportunities for those who want networking. If you want to collaborate and be around CEOs, we're going to have CEO roundtables. If you want to hear interesting speakers come through, all of these are elements of the tiered dues program, which again is trying to tailor the chamber experience for really what you want out of your local chamber.
Casey, we're grateful for your leadership, grateful for your investment in the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and your commitment to our tri-state community. Thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you, Chris. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest, the new chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Casey Mills. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host, and I'm grateful, along with our producer, Justin Barker, for the time you spent with Powell Broadcasting this morning. It's fall. Lots of leaves to rake and lots of football to watch. Go out and enjoy it. Make it a great weekend.